Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment. Today, July 4th, is America's Day. There's perhaps no better way to celebrate the birth of the United States than to think for a moment about those events that have brought us to where we are in 2013. I spent last week in San Diego on North Island Naval Air Station. To my ears, there is no better sound of freedom than the full-throttle roar of a jet fighter on takeoff roll, and heard that sound many times throughout the week. I like fireworks too, but that jet engine explosion sound of freedom is a signature of my generation of American aviator service members. Many things keep constancy in our history. The one element most central to our American history has always been the individual willing to defend the United States. No other citizen can be more valued. The country and American dream isn't maintained by politicians and bureaucrats. These folks make all the noise and take all the credit for everything, but when the history is written, the reality of who made the sacrifice always comes out, the service member. Since I retired from the military, I take great pride in talking to the current generation of people who sustain and protect our freedom. It doesn't matter that they be soldiers, sailors, airmen, or Marines. Nearly every day I'm talking to service members who are currently serving on active duty as part of my volunteer position as California Ombudsman Director for the Department of Defense Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve Program. Listening to the personal stories and experiences of these military members helps me understand the costs of sustaining freedom in 2013. These issues of today will mark a period in American history where we have been in sustained conflict and deployment for over 20 years. We have been in a full-up wartime combat configuration since 2011. The people I met on the naval base at San Diego last week are another link in the chain that was first forged at Bunker Hill. Over the years, generation after generation have committed to defend this country and to protect the idea brought forth on July 4th, 1776. For example, on July 1st this year, we marked the 150th anniversary of the bloodiest battle in American history, Gettysburg. Many battles and many generations have preserved this land. The Battle of Gettysburg secured the union between the North and South and preserved the concept of a constitutional republic. Today, July 4th, 2013, is marked by an American dream deeply divided between entitlement-seeking groups and pay-for groups. The ideological separation between competing population segments is most troubling. Dynamic leadership in every level of government is needed to sustain the dream that was started in 1776. I don't see any emerging energetic leaders. I don't see leadership at local, state, or national level. We have installed government by consultancy and special interest. We have the government taxing, regulating, and fostering special interests over the rest of the population. I'm reminded of a document. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary to separate, fill in the blank. If you know history, you know the source of those words. This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.